Part one started with 2 pounds of chicken parmesan that I ate over the course of 1 hour.
Muscled through.
Yeah. And then part two now. I realized that we have a Christmas event that is downtown, and I'm not wearing appropriate clothes.
You weren't festive enough.
No, I was not festive at all. It could have been June for what I was wearing. So I had to run home real quick, and so I... Penguin walk out to the car and drive home real fast.
Because of the bricks
that are sitting in my stomach right now
that used to be chicken parmesan.
That's right. My wife's like, hey, you know, you got to wear the Christmas suit if you're going to go to this Christmas event.
I mean, yeah, you sprung for the suit. You should whip it out once a year.
Yeah, so I have this obnoxious blue Christmas suit.
It's like a snowflake
suit. Right, exactly. And then she's like, hey, how was lunch? And I go, I ate
the
entire thing. And she was like, oh, that was a lot, wasn't it? And I was like,
yes.
And I ate it.
And listen, I'm gonna point the finger back at you, ma'am, and say, you're going to need to portion that better for me. Just know that I have no boundaries.
I apparently don't have any self-resistance.
The blame's on her.
Right. So I quickly change and I drive downtown, right? And so
you put a Christmas sweater over a shirt under the suit also.
Yeah, a completely nylon suit.
That is a not breathable suit to begin with. And then you put it over a shirt and a sweater.
So I'm getting the meat sweats and I'm driving downtown and I apparently, even though...
And a Santa hat too.
Yes.
Santa hat.
Even though I have worked downtown for years and years and years, apparently I forget how to navigate the streets.
It's been a while.
So I get down there and I'm driving and I realize, oh gosh, there's an open spot on the street. I'll park there. And so it was a one-way street and so I was in the right lane. Mm-hmm. The spot was on the left side. I glance quickly. I pull over and I realize, oh, I pulled right in front of a person.
Oops.
Who wasn't there before. So I cut this person off.
Oopsies.
And
you're in a marked vehicle.
And I stop.
Oh, no.
Because I'm wanting to parallel park into this spot. And so this person slams on their brakes.
Oh,
and they go around me and they glare at me and I'm like waving and I'm wearing this obnoxious Christmas suit and
how
Santa
could they
hat.
Be mad at you?
And I'm like, I don't know how to drive. And then to add salt to the wound, the spot was too small and I start to parallel park and I realize I don't have the space. So I have to then drive up to the stoplight where they are still sitting.
It's like you're stalking them.
Hi. Look at me.
I'm here to wreck more of your day.
I know that I almost caused an accident wearing a Christmas suit and a Santa hat. I'm just going to turn right here and I hope you're going straight.
I hope we're not going to the same place, too. Please don't walk into our party. Are you one of our clients? I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry. Yeah. That would be even worse. So anyway, I find a spot on the street, and I pay and park and all that stuff, and that's the end of that.
And then you proceeded to eat more at the party, which now feels more impressive than it did in the moment.
I had celery.
Yeah.
And buffalo chicken dip.
Okay. That was it. I think it's great because, well, when you see free food out on a buffet.
I know, Kelly.
You can't just walk by it. It feels rude not to eat it.
So I want to know, have you ever almost gotten into an accident and thought, I am not wearing clothes that are appropriate in this?
I feel like you were dressed perfectly for that moment because it might have diffused the anger because they saw how festive and wonderful you looked.
Had to have been standing there talking to police,
right?
And this guy wearing my getup,
yeah.
Going okay. I just can I walk over? I've got to okay. All right.
It would have been
humiliating.
Well, I was just thinking maybe they're looking at you. And understood, this guy doesn't necessarily have it all together.
This guy is...
Look at the combination that he's got on right now.
A couple cards short of a full deck.
Because the sweater underneath was loud
so
under
anyways,
the
if you
loud
were, if
suit.
You, if you were driving in downtown, yesterday and you were cut off by a guy wearing an obnoxious snowflake Christmas suit, I'm here formally apologizing.
Many apologies.
You weren't there when I looked, and apparently I forgot how to drive. So, but yeah, want to hear some of your stories of the inappropriately dressed moments when you almost got into a little fender bender or got into a fender bender. Coming up. So I was wearing an obnoxious Christmas suit and Santa hat when I cut someone off downtown and almost caused an accident.
Maybe that diffused the situation in the anger. Maybe.
99.7 DJX. When did you almost get into an accident or get into an accident wearing the worst clothing possible? Aaron says on text, I was in mismatched PJs.
Oh, no.
Tall Ugg boots. Hair on top of my head. And rear-ended this super hot guy.
Oh, no, he had to be super hot.
I know. It's always the worst.
Dang it.
You're like, hi. Sorry about your bumper.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Kristen said, Ben Kelly got rear-ended at a red light wearing full leopard print onesie pajamas with a butt flap.
What?
The other driver got out, looked at me up and down, and said, I'm so sorry. Also, are you okay? I had to exchange insurance information while zipped up like a disgraced zoo exhibit.
Oh, Kristen.
That's funny.
Oh, no. Brandy says, hi, friends. I was in a minor fender bender, hair a mess, wearing a hoodie that said, I woke up like this. The irony was loud. The cop absolutely paused before asking for my license, like he was trying to decide if this was a cry for help.
That's funny. That's funny.
Hannah, Ben, your suit story unlocked trauma.
Oh, no.
I got bumped in a parking lot while dressed as Buddy the Elf. On my way to a themed workout class.
Oh.
Green tights, yellow tights, jingling belt. I had to say, it's okay. Accidents happen, while looking like Santa's understudy.
Oh my gosh, that's funny. That's funny. Shane said, I got into a tiny accident wearing full workout green compression gear.
What?
Shirt, shorts, leggings, neon.
Oh, wow.
Looked like a highlighter. The woman I hit said, wow, you're very visible.
You're visible.
Humbling.
Oh, Tammy says, Betty Kelly, I lightly tapped someone's bumper while wearing curlers, a sheet mask, and a robe because I was just running to the store really quick.
Oh, gosh.
The guy asked if I needed medical attention. I said, no, just dignity.
Oh, my gosh. Like, are you going to take the sheet mask off before you get to the store? Or?
I mean, I would. Okay. I would. Why are you really seriously wired, though? Are you running to the store in a robe?
Yeah.
Put sweats on or something.
That's funny.
Tim says, Ben, I feel you. Got into a fender bender while wearing a rented tuxedo and Crocs because I was late to a wedding. Aww. And made bad footwear choices. The cop didn't even comment.
Okay.
Where are you going, buddy?
Hey, bud. What you doing?
Crocs is typically not your choice to wear with a tuxedo.
If they are black Crocs, maybe you get away with it. Maybe you get away with it. Anyways, good stories. Thank you for that. And again, to the guy that I cut off and he had to slam on your brakes.
Apologies.
Yes, apologies. On 99.7 DJX.